California Department of Corrections is facing criticism for a policy that bars officers from having beards. The department says a full beard prevents officers from getting a proper seal on N95 masks, which all officers are required to wear in order to stop the spread of COVID-19. But beards are not just an accessory or fashion statement. For Muslim and Sikh workers, they serve as religious representations. And some of these corrections officers say they're feeling a pressure to choose between their careers and their faith. Here's one Muslim worker talking about what keeping a beard means for him.
Having a beard brings my soul closer to my religion. I can fully focus on my religion. I just came back from performing Umrah, and shaving now even hurts more, and I can't even describe in words.
Umrah is a pilgrimage to Mecca that Muslims can take at any time of the year. We're joined by another one of the men affected by the policy. He's Muslim, and we're not using his name because he fears retaliation by his employer, the California Department of Corrections. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
I wonder if you can start by outlining for us what Islam says about facial hair and why it's important for you to keep your beard.
Yes, well, the Quran speaks about whatever the Prophet tells us to do. In our scriptures in Bukhari and Muslim, it was a commandment to let our beards grow and trim our mustaches. So it is forbidden for us to shave the beard.
And so it sounds like now the policy is making you choose between your career and staying true to your faith. You have not shaved. How did you come to that decision?
I believe it's a commandment from God. It's a way of all the prophets. They all had beards. It's my identity as a Muslim. It's a part of my dignity, and shaving it will take all that away.
So the policy was implemented on February 1st, but prior to that, you were able to maintain your beard and continue working. What allowed you to do that?
I've had a religious accommodation to grow my beard for several years while working for the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
Okay, and I understand that you've submitted a religious exemption now, but it hasn't yet been approved, so what's your employment status? Are you currently working?
No, I'm currently not working right now. I'm just using up I'm burning my own time and currently waiting on the new religious accommodation that I have to either be approved or denied.
So that means when you say you're using your own time, is that your leave, your vacation, you're sick, something like that?
Correct. You know, I'm married. I have 4 kids. I have financial commitments. I'm used to working a lot, you know, double shifts, maybe 8 times a month. I'm the sole provider. It's frustrating. It's stressful. They gave us a deadline to shave our beards. And before that deadline, the previous accommodations, they sent us an email saying they're no longer valid. And whoever had a previous religious accommodation will need to fill out a new one for reevaluation. The thing that bothered me the most is that deadline came in without them approving or denying the new accommodations that we sent. People either had to shave or, you know, use their own leave.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder, really, it strikes me that what would change in an application for religious exemption? It's not like your religious beliefs change from one month to the next.
Exactly. That's another frustrating thing. When I got my religious accommodation approval to leave my beard in 2016, I believe it was supposed to be for life, you know? Like in the email that they sent saying no longer approved it and they need a new one for reevaluation, I felt the same way. What's there to reevaluate? It's not like it's a medical condition that could change over time. You're 100% correct.
Our guest told us he's never had any issues with masking or other safety precautions prior to this issue. When we reached out to the California Department of Corrections for comment, they told us these masks were, quote, necessary for certain functions in state prisons, end quote. They also said the department is continuing to engage employees with religious or medical accommodation requests, but when we followed up, we didn't hear back about when the process might be completed or if staff on leave would be compensated for their time off. We heard from one of your colleagues about this policy at the beginning of this conversation, who did choose to shave his beard. We're not using his name for the same reason we're not using yours. Let's take a listen to a little bit more of what he told us.
Cutting the beard was the hardest decision I have ever made. It felt like I was cutting into my soul. I don't even look in the mirror anymore because it feels like the man in the mirror isn't me. Sometimes I cry because it feels like the department has taken my identity away from me. I'm not even myself no more.
When you hear your colleague reflecting on his decision to shave, what comes up for you?
Yeah, I mean, my colleague, he's called me tearing up. He felt very bad because he was in a position where he absolutely did not want to do it, didn't think he was going to do it. However, you know, he told me for his family and for those kinds of things that he did it. But at the same time, every day he's just stressing about it. And he feels like, you know, he did an injustice for his religion, choosing to shave over a commandment that he has now been following. And I could imagine how bad it is for the Muslim brother that actually shaved, because now he's got some spiritual internal stressors that he's continuously facing. Just like you heard him say, he can't even look in the mirror. That's pretty bad.
We're not using your name because it could hurt your employment status. Why did you decide to speak out knowing that?
Because it's affecting us now. When you have to choose between your religion or your employment, there's no good scenario. It's either you don't shave and you lose your employment, or you shave and you feel the guilt, the stress that, you know, you heard my colleague feel. And we just want to bring about awareness and hopefully speak out in order to find a solution.
That's one Muslim correction officer in the California prison system. He's been affected by a mask policy that prohibits officers from wearing their full beards. And we're not identifying him by his name due to concerns that it may harm his employment. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.